Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
How big is the Illinois game now? Really big. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The trouble with losing a game you almost had won leaves a bad taste in your mouth and can get in the way of preparations for the next game, which is Saturday night at Illinois. The Big Ten also ran hardly looked at in throttling Murray State in its opener 52-3. Yes, Murray State's in the Ohio Valley Conference and went 3-9 last season. But Illinois under former Chicago Bears coach Levy Smith looked better than the team picked to finish 7th in the Big Ten West. A lot better. And it will give the Illini confidence they can beat the Tar Heels, who could go in with a Georgia hangover. Illinois quarterback Wes Lunt completed 15 of 21 passes for 228 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Illini have a back who ran the ball only 4 times, but averaged 30 yards a carry, skewed by one 56-yard scamper. And they look solid on defense, dominating the races, who understandably do not have the size, strength, and speed Carolina will bring to Champaign-Urbana, which will be at fever pitch. But this game becomes super important for Carolina, which has a wicked stretch after its home opener on September 17th against James Madison. The Tar Heels host Pitt, go to Florida State, come home for Virginia Tech, and then go to Miami. So unless they stand at 2-1 and that bad taste is gone from the game they gave away in the Georgia Dome, the season could turn south suddenly. What we saw Saturday night was spotty play calling and execution from the offense, which was facing perhaps the best defense in the SEC East Division. Mitch Trubisky could not connect on numerous long shots down the field, and besides one drive behind T.J. Logan, UNC never got its running game going. And while the defense held the Dogs to 14 points for 40 minutes and seemed to have bowling ball Nick Chubb contained and worn down, the Carolina D got beat on the long pass that led to the go-ahead field goal and the long Chubb touchdown run that put the game out of reach. It will be an easier opponent this Saturday night, but a more consistent UNC team must show up to get win number one. This is Archansky. See ya.